question is discussed in the halakha on Pesach, Hilchot Pesach. A lady during the year, she made jelly. It's made from all natural ingredients. There's no chametz. But the pots that she boiled the jelly in, they were regular all year long pots. They're not pots that were necessarily koshered for Pesach. But again, we're talking about where it's all natural, good ingredients, no chametz ingredients, but the pots themselves were not kasher la Pesach. Hacham Avadya in Yahavedaat in Chelek Aleph, in Siman Yud Aleph, is lenient in such a case for the following reasons. Number one, we have a rule, Stam Kelim Enam Bnei Yoman. You could assume that the vessels that she made it in, they were not used within 24 hours. And automatically, whatever Hametz was inside is Pagum. Secondly, what's in the pot is called a ta'am. What goes into the jelly is called a second ta'am. That is called noten ta'am, bar noten ta'am. It's a double noten ta'am. And since it's before Pesach, there's no din of hametz before Pesach. That's isur. So it's called noten ta'am, bar noten ta'am dehetera. Before Pesach, there's nothing isur kicked in. So first of all, you have pagum, and you have the inyan of noten ta'am, bar noten ta'am dehetera. Therefore, as long as no other actual hametz was placed in as the ingredients, the jelly is mutar to eat on Pesach. For that matter, let's say somebody cooked by mistake. Now we're giving a case of mistake. On Pesach itself, the lady made rice. According to the Sephardim, that when you had to eat rice, that was checked three times. And after she makes the rice, she realizes she cooked it in a pot that was a chametz pot. She got mixed up. She was supposed to put it away in the closet, the pot. She didn't. So now she wants to know, is the rice kosher for eating on Pesach? As long as the pot was clean, there was no chametz on the surface. At worst, there was chametz in the pot, but it wasn't used within 24 hours. Of course, you're not allowed to use a pot that's not used within 24 hours either. But she did it. It was a mistake. Bidi'avad. Bidi'avad, the rice is permissible. Because we have a general rule that says, Noten ta'am nifgam is mutar even on Pesach. And if whatever was in the walls became spoiled already after 24 hours. Therefore, such a ta'am is not going to be osir the rice. But of course, the Ketayla, one must be careful to use special kelim that are designated for Pesach or to kosher his all-year-long pots in order to extract from it any ta'am.